at the National Pork Board, we are assembling a secure pork supply advisory group that consists of producers, veterinarians, state veterinarians, USDA, academia, and industry representatives. And really the purpose of this group is to get together and advise us on updating and revising the secure pork supply plan.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Healthy Farms by Bioverse, your manure management experts. SUNY, we provide value-added. MetaFarms, transforming agriculture with data-driven solutions for pork producers.
Hi-D from DSM Firmenich can improve your pig's vitamin D status. Hi-D offers pure, proven performance to help your pigs thrive.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Swine It podcast. I'm Dr. Tara Donovan, your host today, and I have as my guest Dr. Meredith Peterson. Dr. Peterson is a director of swine health for the National Pork Board. Meredith supports the Secure Pork Supply Program, the Certified Swine Sampler Collector Program, and the Swine Disease Research Task Force. Welcome to our show, Meredith.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So today we're going to be discussing the Secure Pork Supply Program. And I'm excited to have this conversation and see where this program has gone since I've been a little less connected lately. So this is great for me. Before we get started, I would like you to just introduce yourself a little bit to our audience. Tell us your career path and how you got to your position at the National Pork Board.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in North Central Iowa. Have been interested in agriculture from a young age, was very involved in 4-H and showing horses growing up. In high school, my family built a commercial beef cattle and row crop operation that my parents and brother and his family now operate in North Central Iowa. I went to college at Iowa State, got an undergraduate degree in animal science. During that time, I continued to have an interest in agriculture, particularly in livestock. I like to joke, so whenever people asked me in undergrad what I wanted to be, I said I didn't know, but I knew I didn't want to be a veterinarian. And that changed pretty dramatically. So my junior year of undergrad really started to gain an interest in population medicine and livestock medicine, really. So applied to vet school, got into Iowa State, and initially was focused on beef cattle and horses. But then kind of an inflection point in my, I guess, career and educational journey was doing a swine veterinary internship program, so an SVIP internship, where I really gained a large interest in swine and have been focused on swine ever since. And so kind of from then on in vet school was focused on swine. I also did my master's of public health through the University of Iowa while I was in vet school at Iowa State. And then upon graduation, I was a postdoc with the Swine Medicine Education Center, so SMEC at Iowa State. And that position was really focused on teaching, research, and then some clinical practice. My time with SMEC, I got my PhD in population sciences and animal health. And my research for that was all focused on telemedicine, so trying to understand what we can and can't see in a virtual appointment. I wrapped up my PhD in May and started at the National Pork Board in February of 2024. And like you said, in my current role, I manage the Secure Pork Supply and CSSC programs. And then I support my colleagues and other directors of swine health in various swine health areas, including the Swine Disease Research Task Force.
Biosecurity. One of the best ways to keep animals healthy and protected pig farms across the country is to follow proper biosecurity practices. Biosecurity on pig farms is another way to maintain business continuity and prepare for disease outbreaks. The Pork Checkoff recommends that producers work with their herd veterinarian to write a site-specific enhanced biosecurity plan. Visit securepork.org to learn more about protecting your herd.
Great. Well, that's wonderful. And I'm sure glad that you had a little change in your career and could help us with this really important program for our industry.
Yeah, of course.
The Secure Pork Supply Program. So let's just get started with us today by explaining, you know, what the program is, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Yeah. So the Secure Pork Supply Plan is a business continuity plan for farms. So it's designed for farms that might be affected by movement restrictions, but not infected with a foreign animal disease in the United States. And so these are sites that might be in close proximity to an infected farm. And so they have some restrictions on what can move on and off of the premises, but they themselves are not infected. So there's a few different components to the Secure Pork Supply Plan. Probably the biggest one and the one people think of is the Enhanced Biosecurity Plan, with the map of the farm and the enhanced biosecurity practices. But it's a comprehensive business continuity plan. So it also includes things like traceability and having movement records, as well as disease monitoring and making sure you're getting eyes on the pigs every day, monitoring for any changes in clinical signs. So in a nutshell, that's Secure Pork Supply. But I would say that most producers and veterinarians really kind of focus on that biosecurity component of Secure Pork Supply.
Right. And that's such a big, important part of, you know, what producers are working on their farms every day. So it only makes sense. So how do producers start with a Secure Pork Supply program? What's the first step?
Yeah. So the first step would be to go to securepork.org. That website has everything you need for creating a Secure Pork Supply plan. There's a getting started page, and really the first step is to make sure you have your PIN number, so your premises ID for your farm. So that's a specific number that's associated with your farm and where you raise pigs. And then after that, you'll want to get started on your enhanced biosecurity plan. And there's templates on securepork.org that you can use to fill out those templates. There's one that's for indoor production only, and then there's an indoor and outdoor production template that you can use. So if you have pigs that are just in barns, or if you have pigs that go in and out or are just outside, there's templates that are specific for that.
Very good. So how about going through just a couple of the biosecurity pieces? You mentioned, you know, there's templates for both indoor and outdoor. And so then let's dig in just a little bit about what are the kind of key pieces of biosecurity that would be part of this plan?
Yeah. So one, I guess, a little bit unique thing to the Secure Pork Supply Plan. The first part of the plan includes designating a biosecurity manager. And so this is the person that'd be responsible for making sure that the biosecurity plan is more than just a piece of paper, that it's being implemented if needed in a foreign animal disease outbreak. And so the biosecurity manager is typically the farm manager or someone like that, that is responsible for making sure everyone knows what practices are needed to get on and off the farm. In terms of specific items in the enhanced biosecurity plan, a couple of key points. So the enhanced biosecurity plan includes a perimeter buffer area, or PBA. And so this is kind of a large circle, and it might not be shaped like a circle, but kind of a buffer around the farm with limited access points. And what's important about that is it keeps anything in the outside world, which could be potentially contaminated, from becoming getting onto the farm and getting closer to those barns. And so those limited access points, everything that enters in through them, need to be cleaned and disinfected as it comes in. So any vehicles, supplies, things like that. The second thing that is important to be in the enhanced biosecurity plan is a defined line of separation. And this is kind of that final threshold from outside of the pig spaces or the barns to the inside. And so this again has limited access points with certain biosecurity procedures to get into the farm. So that might look like, a shower in facility. The shower would be that line of separation. Other farms might have a bench entry or a Danish entry to kind of delineate the line of separation. And then finally, within the enhanced biosecurity plan, the last page of it is a map showing all of the components. And so that's an aerial map of the farm. And the producer and veterinarian together can work to draw on that map, the line of separation, the perimeter buffer area, where those access points are going to be, where the cleaning and disinfection station can be set up. And so all of that is kind of some details that go into the enhanced biosecurity plan.
Yeah, very good. Thank you for that great explanation. So you mentioned veterinarian just a little bit at the end there. So what would the veterinarian for the farms have to do with the biosecurity, this plan and or the secure pork supply program?
Yeah, so I would say when a producer is going to make their secure pork supply plan, they should be doing this in collaboration with their veterinarian. And so it's a great way to kind of strengthen that relationship between the producer and the vet, and the veterinarian can have some valuable input in terms of biosecurity and kind of what practices are needed. So the producer and the vet should work hand in hand on making these plans for their farms.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's pretty common that a veterinarian would be, you know, on site, at least into sow farms on a regular basis. And certainly we try to keep abreast of, you know, new ways to mitigate disease. And so that sounds like a great working relationship. So tell me about how, when a producer has a secure pork supply plan, what's the renew process, and you know, how do you get it updated, or what would be that process?
I think that producers should be at least reviewing their secure pork supply plans annually, just to make sure that they're familiar with what's in there. But really, it needs to be updated as needed for those individual plans. And so, when I say as needed, that could be whenever there might be turnover in personnel. So if there's a new biosecurity manager, that should be updated within the plan. Another thing that we see relatively frequently is changes in infrastructure at the farm. So maybe a new office was built, or a new shower, or new barn, and that map will change, which means that both the information in the enhanced biosecurity plan as well as the map need to be updated to reflect what's actually happening on the farm. And so I think that's something that, you know, it's great to make the enhanced biosecurity plan initially, but making sure that you're reviewing that and familiar with it, at least on an annual basis, is important. So that if we do need to implement some of these enhanced biosecurity practices, we're ready to do that. And the producers know what's expected, and they know where they're going to set everything up on their farm. And I think, too, another thing I'd like to note is that not all of this is stuff that should wait for a foreign animal disease outbreak, right? A lot of these biosecurity practices are things that producers can and should be doing every day. And things like entering in supplies and cleaning and disinfecting those as they're entering the farms, or removing garbage, or removing mortalities in a biosecure manner. Those are all things that we can be doing every day to mitigate our risk of endemic disease getting into our farms. So I think that's an important thing to note. It's an important part of foreign animal disease preparedness, but it's also, so a lot of these practices are useful things that should be practiced on day-to-day routine on the farm.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's pretty common that a farm would have, you know, biosecurity protocols that they do, and sort of incorporating them into the plan. So what additional things might they do different in terms of a disease outbreak, a foreign animal disease outbreak? But most of the items are very helpful at mitigating, you know, things like PERS and influenza diseases that we deal with in our industry on a day-to-day basis. So it can definitely be used as a tool just to enhance what we're already doing on the farm.
Absolutely. And I mean, biosecurity is not a convenient thing to do. We know that, you know, it's not always convenient. We try to make it as convenient as possible, but really the goal here is to keep our pigs healthy. And it's even less convenient and to have sick pigs. And so, you know, we gotta be diligent in terms of biosecurity. And I think sometimes it feels like we say biosecurity, 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 but really that's what's at the heart of it, is we need to be doing these things every day to make sure that we're keeping diseases off the farm.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody once told me, you know, biosecurity is the most unrewarding thing we do, because if you do it good, nothing happens, right? That's the good part, that we don't celebrate when nothing happens.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So let's jump in just a little bit more about movement records and the traceability part that you mentioned early on. So tell me a little bit more about that and how you get that started with the producer. What does that look like?
Yeah. So in terms of movement records, the Secure Pork Supply Plan kind of defines different movement records. So pig movements, supply movements on and off the farm, personnel movements, all of these are things that should be recorded and kept for the farms. That way, if we are detect a foreign animal disease in the U.S. swine herd, the producer can go ahead and share those movement records with their state animal health official or their state veterinarian. And this is something actually, so we're in the process of starting an update to the Secure Pork Supply Plan. And so this is a component that we'll be looking at to make sure it's consistent with the U.S. SHIP traceability standards, as well as the potential mandatory traceability standards that were presented to the USDA by MPPC. And so we're really wanting to make sure that all of these different programs are staying consistent, and so that it's easy, as easy as possible for everyone, for the state vets, for the herd vets, and ultimately for the producers. And so right now, what I would probably recommend in terms of that traceability component is to be making sure that you're recording your movements in some sort of platform similar to AgView. So AgView is a platform that has been created here at the Pork Checkoff, and it's a way to store your movement records and have all of that data already ready to go, and not have to search for paper copies of where things have been moving on and off the farm. And then you as a producer can house all that data, and you don't have to share it necessarily with your state vet. But you can, just through the click of a button, share that with your state veterinarian if they need it in an outbreak situation.
Right. So my understanding is the movement records of your pig trucks, your feed trucks, your people, semen coming in, all movements that are basically touching that farm premise, right, is what you want to be captured.
Yep, absolutely. And I think sometimes it's like, well, you know, the question could be asked, why do we need all of that information? And really, when it comes down to it, if we were to get, for example, African swine fever detected in the U.S. swine herd, the state veterinarians are really going to need to know where disease is and where it isn't. And the more information that they have is going to make that a lot quicker and easier process to kind of trace where potential links are between infected farms. And so it's a little bit late to not have that data being collected in real time, because obviously we can't predict. We can hope and knock on wood that we don't have a foreign animal disease incursion, but we can't predict it if it were to come.
Right. And really quick for our listeners, you mentioned the SHIP program. And so that's the Swine Health Improvement Plan. And that's, maybe a discussion for more digging into that on a different interview. But that program is ties into this in the way that the biosecurity part and the premise ID part all give the kind of basis of a backbone, I guess, what you would say in the biosecurity section of that program.
As of the last House of Delegates meeting in 2024, the Secure Pork Supply Plan, so the Enhanced Biosecurity Plan, is used as the U.S. SHIP standard for biosecurity. And so for commercial farms within the U.S. SHIP program, they need to have this Secure Pork Supply Plan completed and shared with their official state agency or their OSA, so that they have access to that. And so that's another, kind of reason we want to bring Secure Pork Supply kind of to the forefront, because as people are enrolling in U.S. SHIP, that's going to be one of the things they need to do if they're a commercial producer, is to make sure they have these plans ready and they're accurate for their farm.
Right, exactly. And so, we're going to round out our time a little bit. Can you, give me your final thoughts, something we didn't talk about the program?
Yeah. So one thing I wanted to touch on, and I kind of mentioned it, is that we are going to be updating the Secure Pork Supply Plan. At the National Pork Board, we are assembling a Secure Pork Supply Advisory Group that consists of producers, veterinarians, state veterinarians, USDA, academia, and industry representatives, And really the purpose of this group is to get together and advise us on updating and revising the Secure Pork Supply Plan. So it's a great program to really work from, but it needs to be reviewed because, as I mentioned, there's some new things in the industry, such as the U.S. SHIP program, the potential mandatory traceability standards. We want to make sure that we're really being collaborative across the industry and not duplicating any efforts. So that group is going to review research findings, risk assessments, and field reports, and bring all of that together and hopefully make some updates to the Secure Pork Supply Plan to make it even better. Look for, some updates in the beginning of 2026. And so the advisory group will start meeting this fall, so November of 2024. They'll meet throughout the entire calendar year of 2025, and then hopefully we'll be rolling out a few updates in 2026. So probably the biggest takeaway is if you have experience with the Secure Pork Supply Plan, if you have feedback or updates, now's the time to make your voice heard. And you can always reach out to me at the National Pork Board, and I'll bring your feedback to that advisory group. And they can discuss the feedback and kind of decide where it fits or doesn't in terms of the Secure Pork Supply Plan. So I'm excited to kind of be kicking off that advisory group and hopefully, maintain confidence and in the Secure Pork Supply Plan and make it even better.
Yeah, great. Well, so thank you, everybody, for tuning in and learning about the Secure Pork Supply Program with Dr. Meredith Peterson. And if you have questions or comments, like she said, just you can shout out through your listening platform. You can, give her a shout at the National Pork Board. And if you liked our show today, give us a thumbs up as you listen. So, Meredith, a trademark of our show is to ask all of our guests a few thought-provoking questions at the end just to get to know you a little bit better.
It's time for our famous three.
An animal nutrition technology company offering innovative products and new applications for the swine industry. The combination of AB Vista enzymes, technical services, and nutrition expertise provides the industry with new opportunities to further improve production efficiencies. Fiber is receiving renewed interest due to its influence on the microbiome, and AB Vista has brought together research experts to discuss the industry's knowledge of fiber functionality and to introduce a stimbiotic targeted to improve fiber digestion. To request access, contact NAM at abvista.com. That's NAM at abvista.com.
Adiseo provides programs and services to help producers achieve their targets in a high quality, safe, and sustainable way. Anatox. Research shows that feed sanitizers reduce the onset of viruses in commercial swine feed. Improve swine productivity through powerful pathogen control with Anatox today. Trow Nutrition North America. Everything we do is driven by passion and backed by science. Vaccinova. Formulate to your needs. Custom-made vaccines. Visit us at vaccinova.us.com for more info. That's vaxxinova.us.com. AccuFast. The best way to predict the future is to create it. Start creating your future today at AccuFastSwine.com. AB Vista. New nutritional perspectives and novel enzyme applications to drive pig production.
And so the first one is tell us about a resource or a book in your area of expertise that's your go-to.
Yeah, so if I had to say one book, it would probably be Diseases of Swine. Anytime I come across some sort of weird case or zebra type case, I go to that book and see if anybody wrote about it in Diseases of Swine. But probably even more so than that is just people as resources. So whether I come across a research article or something interesting, or hear someone present at a conference on a topic of interest, I reach out to people all the time, whether I know them or not, and ask them questions. And the swine industry has been really great about responding to my questions. And if people can't tell you something, they'll just say that. But most of the time, everyone's really helpful. And so I would say the people are really, really who I lean on most from a work-related resource.
Great networking You know, never too much time spent networking, that's for sure. So what about something in your free time, something that's not related to, you know, swine disease and or biosecurity that you enjoy doing or that you recommend to others to check out?
Yeah, so I don't do a ton of reading outside of work these days, but I do. So I have two little kids, and you kind of read about whatever you're experiencing at the time. And so right now that's little kid stuff and parenting. And so the most recent thing I read was called a book called Crib Sheet by Emily Oster. And so this just goes through data on a variety of parenting and kid things, anything from, you know, introducing solid foods to potty training, and really kind of goes through what does the data show on a particular topic. And so contrary to what you might see on Instagram, there's lots of good ways to do things. And, you know, it's just everyone's kind of learning as they go when it comes to that kind of stuff. So that's the most recent thing I've read, but would love to have a little more time to read for, that's for sure.
Yeah, with little ones, that's a hard thing, but that sounds like a great resource. And, you know, kind of parenting with some good data behind it sounds actually really nice. So thank you for that.
Yeah, of course.
So the last one is share with us a characteristic or attribute that you feel might set a successful professional apart from others.
I think successful people have an innate ability to take feedback and not necessarily, you know, they might initially have some reaction or some bristle at negative feedback, but then they're able to actually take that feedback and, you know, potentially make some changes based on that. They change their mindset when they're presented with new information that might challenge their initial way of thinking. And then ultimately they're able to, you know, reset, admit if they've made a mistake and move forward into a new path. And so I think adaptability is really, really important in terms of career success and honestly success in life in general.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good one. You're the first person that's talked about that, and I think that's in the way things change today, pretty necessary life skill.
Yeah, for sure.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really great to learn about the Secure Pork Supply Program and the new reset that's going to happen. So excited to see how that shapes up. And again, any questions, give Dr. Meredith Peterson a shout, National Pork Board.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.